Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, live from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. And this Pequot Lakes High School Auditorium stage is just a wonderful place. Lots of theater productions happen here. And of course, coming up this summer, Pequot Lakes Community Theater, involving some of the people on our stage today, will be presenting A Year with Frog and Toad. That's July 7th through 15th, this 2016. And Frog and Toad, if you don't remember, are those that the green guys and one kind of brownish guy who teach everyone how to read. Remember those guys? And from your childhood books, it's Frog and Toad. There's some other critters, and they do things. They have adventures. They wake up and they say, hello, Frog. Hello, Toad. And from there, madcap adventures. So you really can't predict what will happen. Could be anything. Every community has a unique source of pride. Here, residents have the Pequot Lakes Community Library. We were just talking about that with Nancy. Most towns have libraries, but Pequot Lakes, where the library was created, remains staffed by volunteers. It's special. We'll be talking more about that, but first, let's give thanks to this very important person in your life and mine. In the annals of human existence, no calling is greater than service. It's hard to find service nobler than that provided by your local librarian. And even though at this very moment, librarians across the country are sacrificing their vim and vigor for the good of the public, no librarians are more elite than the information warriors of Reference Team 6.
It was just last year, but it feels like a different era. I reported for duty at my first public library.
Pequot Lakes Community Library, huh? Yeah, well, we don't have much in the way of that freaky stuff. But we've got some high and lowest comic books if you're interested. No, Beetle Bailey. Those walked off years ago. Well, he's still in the army, apparently. Yeah, sure, you're welcome.
Excuse me, hi, I'm April, your new librarian.
Oh, yeah, I heard about you, the college librarian. You'll want to talk to Ellen. She's the director.
Great, where may I find her?
Lady, I only answer stupid questions from patrons.
I'm
just kidding, she's over in the corner. Pull on the Samuel Johnson dictionary to open the door. Hey, and hey, welcome to the desk. I'm Betsy. Oh,
thank you. Betsy's behavior seemed odd, but that was just the beginning. I found Ellen's office behind a secret bookcase. She stood beside a giant spinning globe in the middle of her secret lair.
April! I've been expecting you.
Oh, you must be Ellen.
Yes. April, we librarians may seem like sweet, helpful people, but really librarians know that free reading materials are never free.
I know. That's why I became a reference librarian.
Maybe that's why what they call them at your little private college library. Let me guess. People would come to you and ask how to find research material.
Well, yes.
Well, ha, sister, let me tell you, it's not like that at the public library. No, ma'am. Every guy wearing sweatpants looking for the Wi-Fi code is a potential legal problem. Every kid is a sticky threat to the inventory. And every woman looking for self-help books is beyond self-help.
Sounds like the usual problems at a library.
Yes, but librarians have so much to do that they can't catch everything. That's where we come in.
We?
Reference Team 6. You are now part of the world's most elite mobile librarian reconnaissance and recovery unit. We don't just serve this library. We serve all libraries in their time of need.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's time for your first session, kid.
Ellen, we have an emergency. The Book of Life has been removed from the big library in the sky.
Goodness, the Book of Life? Well, they've got a strict no-check policy on that one.
The Book of Life?
That's right. The Book of All That Was, Is, and will forever be.
Oh, don't worry. No one has actually read it.
It's a slog. Tiny print, smells funny.
But if this book is ever lost, the delicate balance of this world will fall apart. Remember the first law.
Reference materials must remain in the library.
To the bookmobile!
The journey to the big library in the sky shattered the known laws of physics. First, we flew over the Atlantic Ocean, dodging seagulls. Then we buzzed the Eiffel Tower in Paris. We skimmed along the Great Wall of China. Before finally we landed in Nisswa?
Sorry for the detour, ladies, but 371 is an absolute mess.
So, you think it's here?
That's right. Our old nemesis, my buddy.
Your buddy?
No, my buddy.
Whose buddy?
My buddy is responsible for more lost library materials than any other creature on the planet. We hear about it every day. My buddy borrowed the DVD without asking. My buddy was going to return that for me, but never did. My buddy was looking at that Ann Patchett novel in my breakfast nook, and poof, it disappeared.
My buddy killed my mentor, Eunice.
No, I thought that was diabetes.
You know where that chocolate cake came from, right?
Yeah. My buddy!
My buddy!
So, what is my buddy?
He's a monster with hundreds of book-ripping tentacles and a coarse beak he uses to chew on DVDs, so you only miss the last half of the movie.
Oh, God, he sounds horrible.
He is horrible.
And he knows we're here.
There is only one way to slay my buddy and get the Book of Life back. He must be stabbed by an old librarian and a young librarian.
Okay, well, I'm 33, so I guess that makes me the young librarian, huh?
Right, and for the old librarian...
Don't look at me. I'm 50.
Three.
Two. I'm 52.
Really? Really? Well, I find that hard to believe. Well, fine. I guess I'm the old one then, huh? Doesn't matter. I've had a date with this critter for a long time.
Here, April, take this letter opener. When he lifts his tentacles, jab him underneath. That's his weak spot.
I'm scared!
We've all been scared, April. This is what being a librarian means. Never knowing what's coming through those doors. Maybe a friendly face. Maybe a giant book-stealing kraken. Today, you get the kraken.
Come on, sister! He's slithering up the way! John! Have a toothpick, you giant calamari! Your turn, April! Let him have it!
Okay, here goes.
Gross! Don't stab him there!
I'm sorry.
Quick, honey! He's got me wrapped up!
Let her go! Oh. Betsy? Where are you?
I saw the whole thing. She landed over there in that pile of Goosebumps books. There! I see her!
Oh my God, Goosebumps!
Betsy, are you okay?
That was some big girl librarian work there, sister. I'm proud of you. Look what I got.
A Book of Life. Wow, it's amazing. I really should read this sometime. I've just been so busy, you know. Maybe on vacation. Oh, Ellen, Betsy doesn't look very good.
Oh, she's paper cut. She's paper cut real bad.
Tell my cat I love her.
He knows, Betsy. He knows.
He eats that special food. Cans above the microwave.
From that day forward, I vowed Betsy would not die in vain. At night, I curled copies of Tolstoy to build muscle. By day, I trained to memorize the Dewey Decimal System down to the hundredth. It's not an easy life, but that's how it is on Reference Team 6.